Okay. Welcome back, everybody. We'll be beginning the second part of our Lima this year. Till now, we've been discussing in broad terms what makes a woman into a Nida, and now we'll begin discussing how a woman leaves the state of Nidas. So we'll be this beginning Simen Kuf Sarivav. Chronologically, we should really start by talking about the requirement of waiting 5 days before performing Hafsik Tara, but given that in Shulchan Aruch, the five-day requirement appears at the end of Simen Kuf Sarivav, I figured we'd rather go straight in order of the Simen, even if it's not in chronological order of what happens. So we're going to start by discussing the requirement of a Hafsik Tara. The Mishnah and Daf Samech Bet Aleph discusses the requirement of a Hafsik Tara for a Nida D'Oraisa, which means a woman who is a Nida, who has 7 days of Nidus, even if she's Roa Dam all those 7 days, she can then go to the mikveh at the conclusion of that 7 day period. So before being able to go to the mikveh, she needs to perform a Hafsik Tara at the end of that 7 day period. We, as we've discussed, treat everyone as a lechumra, both as a nida and a zava. So we'll see these halachas apply to a zava as well, even though the Mishnah here is talking specifically about a nida. Just to source that last point, that whatever the discussion here is the gabi nida, applies the gabi zava as well. So Rashi and Daf Samaches Amid Aleph, Dibra Hamaskil, Vahacha Ashmi Inan, makes that point. It is elaborated on slightly by the Maharsha there. Again, Rashi, Samach, Tes, Amin, Aleph, Dibra, Maskel, Vahacha, Ashmi, Inon. And the Rush writes that as well in the 10th Perek, Simin, He. Where the Rush writes, Hilkach, Nashem, Ha'ina, Shehein, Safik, Zavos, Tzrichos, Lahafsik, Betara, Livda Gatman, that a woman who is treated as a Safik Zava needs to perform a Hafsik Tara in order to ascertain Sheyadua Shenista Mayana, in order to ascertain that there is no more flow. And the Lashon of Chavir in the beginning of Simen Kuf Sarivav, Shivas Yamim Shah Zava Soferes. So again, we're talking here about a Zava. The halachos, technically speaking in the Mishnah, refer to a Nida. Okay. So the Mishnah here, as far as the requirement of a Hafsik Tara, of performing a kind of bidika that ascertains that there's no more dam, allowing Nida, a woman, to then go to the mikvah, in the case of a Zava, to begin the count of Shivanakiyam. So the Mishnah here presents a Machlokas Tanam, as we'll see, Machlokas Rishonim, as to how many Shitas and Tanam there really are. The Mishnah tells us, Samachas Med Aleph, Nida Shabaka Atma Yom Shvi'i Shafris, a Nida who does a Bidika in the morning of day 7, Umasa Tahora, and then she finds herself to be Tahora, Ubein Hashmashas Lo Hifrisha, and then she does not perform another Bidika. Lashon Hafrasha in the Mishnah is what we would call a Hafsik Tara. She doesn't perform a subsequent Bidika / Hafsik Tara later on that same day, Ulachar Yamin Badka Masa Tamei, and then subsequent to the 7 day count, she goes to the mikvah, she presumes herself to be tahara, and then she finds dam. So she is becheskes tahara up to the point where she subsequently finds dam. Okay. Then the Mishnah presents Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol shelo refrisha v'tara min amin chalamala reizu becheskes tmei. In order to establish a cheskes tahara, you have to have a hefsek tahara min ha-mincha ulamala. According to Tanakhama, Hafsik Tara in the morning on day 7 is effective. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Hafsik Tara needs to be performed min ha-mincha ulamala. Okay. And then, b'chachamim omrim, afilu b'shnayim l'nidasa baka umasa tahora. Even if she did a bedik on day 2 and finds herself to be tahora, b'vein ha-shmash ha-slav ha-frisha, and there was no subsequent Hafsik Tara later in the day. The Rishonim will point out, or at least the Beis Yosef points out, Bedas, Harash, and other Rishonim, that when the Mishnah says Ben Hashmashas, it doesn't mean literally Ben Hashmashas, because Ben Hashmashas is already past the day that we're concerned about. It's either Safek or already on to the next day. So when we're talking about Ben Hashmashas, we presumably mean right before Vanish Mashas, not the Vanish Mashas of Safik Yom, Safik Laila. But anyway, according to Chachamim, even if she performed a Bedika on day two, and that was a good Bedika, and then she doesn't perform a subsequent Hafsik Tara, fine. So our Mishnah presents a Shita Sanakam, a Shita Subihuda, and a Shita Chachamim. So Rashi writes over here, Diva Lafil Vishnaim Lenidasav, that these are in fact three distinct positions in Tanayim. Rashi writes, V'shalosh Machlokos V'davar, there are three positions here in the Mishnah. L'Tanakama Shvi'i Hu Dimitarasa V'dika Shakris. According to Tanakama, a Hefsek Tara on day 7, a V'dika on day 7, is effective in the morning. Aval Sheni Lo. But a Hefsek Tara in the morning on day 2 is not effective. But a Hefsek Tara later in the day, day 2, presumably also not effective. But Rashi doesn't write that explicitly. Rabbi Yehuda, filu bedikas shvi'i shachris lamitara, ashi tafresh benesh mashas. According to Rabbi Yehuda, on day 7, the only bedika that's effective is a bedika at the end of the day, not a bedika in the morning. So lo mivai, on the earlier days, a bedika in the morning is ineffective, but even on day 7, a bedika in the morning is ineffective. Why is a bedika in the morning ineffective for Rabbi Yehuda? So the Ra'ah explains, and presumably other Rishonim would agree as well. The Ra'ah writes in the Bedek HaBayis, Daf Kaf Gimel Amid Beis, in the standard pagination of the Taras HaBayis, the Ra'ah writes that we're concerned that maybe she's going to see more dam. So the whole point of Hefsek Tara is to establish that at the conclusion of the 7 days of Nidos, the woman is not seeing any more dam. So what good does it do if you're going to do a Hefsek Tara in the morning? Maybe she'll see dam later in the day. However, at the end of the day, and the Ra'ah says, Minha Mincha Ulamala is sufficient. Why? Because Yatsa Ruba Shoyam Mitara. Minha Mincha Ulamala, it's already, most of the day is gone. There's only a little bit of time left. So once there's only a little bit of time left, if you do Bedika then, you have the right to assume that there's not going to be any subsequent Riyasa. So again, according to Tanakama, the way Rashi presents it, a bedika on day 7 in the morning is effective. A bedika earlier than day 7 in the morning is ineffective. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even on day 7, a morning bedika is ineffective. And according to Rabbanan Basraya, filu b'sheni. According to the Rabbanan, even a morning bedika on day 2 would be effective. So,
just to clarify, everyone agrees that when he says minimal amount, it means 4 days.
I mean, does anyone say that it's during Benesh Rosh's Mamish?
No, I mean, we're just meeting earlier, as soon as Mincha Ketana.
Yes, Mincha Lamala may mean Mincha Ketana. We'll talk about that. But it definitely means sometime at least later in the afternoon. Right? Okay. Good. Okay, so far Rashi presents 3 days in Tanan. Take a look at the Tosa Rush here. The Tosa Sarash, Diba Masa V'Chachamim Omrim, towards the bottom of the second column. The Tosa Rush quotes Rashi, and he says, L'peirusho ika dayin tanarvi. According to Rashi, there should be a fourth day in Tanaim. If Rashi presented 3 days in Tanaim, Rashi's actually leaving out a fourth day. What's that fourth day? So the Gemara tells us on Samaches Amid Beis, the Gemara presents the following conversation. It quotes a Braisa Amar Rebbe, Sha'alti es Rav Yossi Rebbe Shimon, Kishayu Malchim Adarech, Nida Shabaka Atma Yom Zayin Shachri Samasa Tahora, Levein Hashmashas Lo Efrisha. So what's the din by a woman who does a bedik on day 7 in the morning, and then she doesn't do a subsequent Hefsek Tara later in the day? L'achar Hayam Yibaka Masa Tmeya Mahu, and then she finds herself to be Tmeya sometime later, case in our Mishnah. So she has a Cheskas Tara. The Bedika that she performed at the beginning of day 7 was effective to be Motzi her mi Cheskas Toma. So then, what about Shishi, Chamishi, Revi, Shlishi, Sheni Mai? They ask, what's the din about the earlier days, 2 through 6? Amalei, Loshna, Revi, Loshna. Doesn't make a difference. Whatever applies on day 7 applies on days 2 through 6 as well. But then, Barisha lo sha'alti, v'taisi lo sha'alti. So Rebbe says, I should have asked Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Shimon about day 1, and I made a mistake for not asking about day 1. Artu kul la b'ches b'sumar kaimi, they came in the pasak pasak, Rishonami came in the pasak pasak. That just like a hefsek tara baboker b'shachris would be effective in days 2 through 7, it should be effective on day 1 as well. So the Tosafot Rashi says that's the fourth day in Tanaim, the day in this brisa that Shitas Chachamim in the Mishnah is extended even to day 1. That a B'dika Shachris even on day 1 would be effective. Now the Rashi says, but in reality, maybe there are only 2 days in Tanaim. Hilchas Nira Deleka El Trei Tanai, the Chachamim Mefarshi Mili De Tanakama. And the Chachamim and the Mishnah are merely explaining Shitas Tanakama, such that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the only Hefsek Tara that's effective is the Hefsek Tara done at the conclusion of day 7. According to Chachamim, the Hefsek Tara is effective even the Shachris, and it's even effective before day 7, the Shachris. Potentially even on day 1. So according to what the Rush thinks is more correct, there are really only 2 days here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, B'dika must be the end of day 7. According to Chachamim, B'dika could even be at the beginning of day 1. Okay. And that is, for example, the position of the Rashba. The Rashba, both in Chidushim here on Samaches Amid Beis, and the Rashba in Taras Abayis on, I think, page Kaf Gimel in our pagination, that Lahalacha, a Hesek Tara, could be effective even in the morning of day 1. Now, the Rashba modifies that in the Taras Abayis with a provision that will, qualification, that we'll talk about in a moment. But fundamentally, at least on a Me'ikir Hadin level, the Rashba believes that a Hefsek Tara would be effective even on day 1, even the Shachris of day 1. even though the recommendation would be to not perform a B'dika B'Shachris of day 1, as we'll explain in a few moments. Okay. The Ramban in the Hilchos Nida, the Ramban in the beginning of Perek Dalet, sorry, Perek Beis, writes the following. Rasa Bisman Hazeh Yom Rishon Bishakris. So if a woman has a Re'iyah day 1, Bishakris, Upaskabo Bayom, and she stops seeing blood on that day and performs a Hefsek Tara. Eina Mone Miyom Hamachras, she's not able to begin counting on the subsequent day. Ashetachser Livdog V'yudah Beineinah Kol Bein Hashmashas, until she performs another bedika of Yadeha Bein Eineha Kol Bein Hashmashas. Yadeha Bein Eineha Kol Bein Hashmashas is a language that Rishonim use for what we call a moch dachuk, a super bedika, where we'll discuss moch dachuk in further detail as we go on, but where there is a kind of super bedika that is inserted through the period, the end of the day, into Bein Hashmashas to make sure that there's no possibility that there's any dam seen at the end of the day. So that, the Ramban says, would be effective even on day 1. Shecheskas kol hayom arishon kulo tameh, shehosak mayan pasuach. That the reason that in general a bedika would be ineffective on day 1 is that on day 1 of a re'iyah, it's hosak mayan pasuach. We know that there's blood coming out. The blood just started coming out. There's a cheskas tumah, and that can't be dismissed simply by doing a regular bedika. However, the Rabban seems to allow that what we call a moch dachuk would be effective even on day 1.
So day 1, they do dissolve.
Day 1 is the day that she sees down first. So again, we'll talk about where this is relevant. In most situations where you have to count for 5 days after a re'iyah before beginning the process of Shiva Nikiyim, anyway, this is an academic discussion, but we'll see there are nafkamina where it may be relevant even l'maisa. But our discussion at the moment in the Ramban, and we're going to be discussing in the next little while, is whether and when a bedikas hefsek tahara could be performed on day one of a re'iyah, when either theoretically or in certain situations, perhaps practically, that could be relevant. Yeah.
So, Professor Ravan, would you need, if it wasn't day one, would you still need a mokdafik, or is just limited to day one, just to establish that?
The Ramban is talking about day one. He's not talking about any subsequent day. So on day one, where it's hosak mayim pasuach, which is a phenomenon unique to day one, so then a bedika would be, a hefsek tahara would be ineffective unless there is a mokdafik performed. So the Rashba that we quoted earlier, even though the Chidushim, I don't think he makes reference to it, the Chidushim just says that in the Ikar HaDin, a bedika, a hefsek tahara performed on the morning of day one would be effective. The Rashi writes in the Torah Sabayis, and Kol Shekein Bizmanenu, where the practice is to perform a Moch Dochuk, which we'll see the Rashi is the major proponent of that suggestion elsewhere. So where our practice anyway is to perform a Moch Dochuk, so then you're even better off, and that definitely works on day one. So in the Ikar HaDin, the Rashi seems to say that the Bedika Shachris on day one would work, but he says, L'maisa, we do a Moch Dochuk anyway, so that's even better. The Lashon of the Rashba there is Ein Lecha Bedika Gedola Mizo, there's no better Bedika than a Moch Dochuk. Okay? So far we're talking about the status of a Hefsek Tahara performed on day one. So according to the Rashba, Me'ikar HaDin, a Hefsek Tahara performed on day one, even B'Shachris, would be effective. According to the Ramban, a Hefsek Tahara performed on day one would only be effective if it is a Moch Dochuk at the very end of the day, but nothing else would work. The Rambam writes in Yisurei Bia Perek Vav, Halacha Kaf as follows. Bad Ka'atzma. One second. Yom Rishon Shel Nida Afa Bisha Matzah Bo Tahor Harezek Misha Matzah Tameh. So on day one of the period of Nidus, if a woman performs a bedika and finds the bedika to be clean, she finds that she's Tahor, there's no more Dam, we still treat her as if she is Tameh, meaning that Hefsek Tahor on day one is ineffective. She Yom Rishon Kula Hufsak Mayim Pasuach, because on day one it's considered Hufsak Mayim Pasuach, and even a bedika is insufficient to erase that chazaka of mayim pasuach, that chazaka of tuma. There's no mention in the Rambam of a moch dochuk possibility. So simple reading the Rambam is there's no evidence that he would hold like the Ramban that a moch dochuk b'sof hayom would be effective on day one.
Once the moch dochuk goes into the second day, why would there be a?
What do you mean?
I mean, if there aren't fastings we do, if the fasting we do would be on day two, then why?
That means that the bedika begins right before Ben Hashmashos, continues into Ben Hashmashos, so that you've performed the bedika at the end of day one, but you've ascertained there's no possibility of any dam coming during the remaining seconds of that day, which otherwise we'd be concerned about because of Hufsak Mayim Pasuach. Okay. Nevertheless, the Beis Yosef thinks B'das HaRambam that the Rambam would agree to the Ramban that a Moch Dochuk B'Sof Yom Aleph would be effective. The Beis Yosef points out that the Magen Mishnah here quotes the Ramban without a Cholek, and if the Magen Mishnah thought that the Rambam argued, then the Magen Mishnah should have pointed that out. The fact that the Magen Mishnah quotes the Ramban, it leaves it as is, implies that the Magen Mishnah understood the Rambam to be in agreement with the Ramban. The Rambam didn't say anything, so the Beis Yosef says, we know Darko Shel Rambam is only to quote Lashana Mishnah, Lashana Gemara, and the fact that the Rambam omits some other provision that we don't find explicitly in the Mishnah Gemara is not evidence of his disagreement with that position. So So the Beis Yosef thinks that the Rambam would agree to the possibility that a moch dochuk b'sof yom aleph would work to obviate the problem of hotzak mayan pesuach. Even if the Rambam is not of that opinion, there is definitely such an opinion to be shown him that even a moch dochuk b'sof hayom wouldn't work on day one. For example, the Ra'an the Bedek Abayis writes that pretty explicitly himself, that there's no situation in which a bedika on day one would work. Even a bedika b'sof hayom, according to the Ra'an, would be ineffective. It's not verbatim Lashon HaGemara. That's a reformulation of the reasoning, but it's not a new din. That's an explanation. So the Rambam may explain, but the fact that the Rambam omits a qualification that doesn't appear in the Gemara doesn't mean that he disagrees. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. Okay, so let's sum up what we've seen in terms of shitos so far. The Rashba holds that the Ikar Adin, Hefsek Tara, or Bedika on the morning of day one would be effective, even though preferably it should be performed later on in the day, Sof Hayom. According to the Ramban, in principle, a Bedika on Yom Aleph is ineffective unless it is performed Sof Hayom with what we call a Moch Dachuk. The Beis Yosef thinks that the Rambam would agree to that. And then you have the other possibility that maybe you don't need a moch dochuk, but the bedika would need to be mamish b'sof hayom samach l'bein hashmashos, which is how the Beis Yosef seems to understand the Rush. And then you have the position of the Ra'ah that under no circumstances is a bedika effective on day one, even b'sof hayom. Okay, and we'll see shortly. There's a fifth position to be shown in as well. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So if you look in Siman Tuf Sadivav, Se'if Beis, the Mechaber writes, Rasa yom echad bilvad, upaskavo. So if a woman only sees dam on one day, and she performs a hefsek tara, tzricha livdok atzma b'moch dachuk, so that hefsek tara, that bedika earlier in the day, is ineffective. She must perform a hefsek tara with a moch dochuk b'sof hayom. So how does the Mechaber paskin? Right, so the Mechaber paskin, like the Ramban, maybe the Rambam, he thinks it's the Rambam, which is why he paskins like it, that the bedika on Yom Aleph is ineffective unless it's performed as Sof Hayom with a moch dachuk. And the Rama is more complicated. The Rama writes, "V'di'evet im banka atzma samach l'bein hashmashos u'matza atzma tahora." So lechachila, he agrees that a bedika on Yom Aleph must be performed b'sof hayom b'moch dachuk. V'di'evet, if you did a bedika samach l'bein hashmashos without a moch dachuk, umatz atzma tahor afa bishelo hayamoch etzla kol b'nei hashmashos sagi. So b'di'evet a bedika b'sof hayom will be effective even without a moch dachuk. Aval bedika shakris lo mahani ho v'lo rasa rak yom echad. But a bedika shakris won't work because, what does he mean, hovelarasa rak yom echad? The shakran taz explained it means hotzak mayan pesuach. That because it's day one, hotzak mayan pesuach, a bedika in the morning will be ineffective. Because, what does that prove? The very good you did bedika now, but she's likely to see dam again in another hour because hotzak mayan pesuach. So according to the Rama, vidi eved, a bedika b'sof hayom, even without a moch dachuk, will work. A bedika shachris won't work, What about a bedikas chatzos hayom? So if you look at the Dagum Rivava here, Dagum Rivava writes nearly niyasaiti the lav dafka bedika shachris. Ella kol shahaisa habedika kodem mincha ketana lo mahayni v'yam yisha. That shachris means up until mincha ketana. After mincha ketana, the bedika would be effective. Before mincha ketana, even b'di'eved, the bedika would be ineffective. Okay. Before we explain the Ramah, just to take a step back, because the Shach talks about this issue here. As we began by noting that this whole discussion is largely theoretical, because Lemaisa, we require a waiting period of at least 5 days before a woman can begin to perform bedikas, before she can perform the Hatzitah. It would have to be on day 5. So the whole notion of Rasa Yomecha Bilvad should be academic and not Lemaisa. The Shach points out there are still Nafkamina Lemaisa. Shachir, Sivkat, and Vav. Nafkamina Hecha Dechazer Verasa Basel Kimeya Sfira. So let's say a woman goes through the normal Re'iyah process. She has a normal Re'iyah of every many days. Let's say she performs a Hefzik Tara on day 5, and then she starts counting Shiva Nekiyim, so day 1, day 2, day 3, and she sees Dam on day 3, so you have to start the count again. So you have to start the count again. You don't have to count another 5 days. We'll explain why when we talk about the 5-day period later. It's sufficient to begin counting Shiva Nekiyim again the next day. So that's the case of Rasa Yom Rishon, Rasa Yom Echad, where this din would be relevant. Or the Torah HaShlomim points out here in Sivkat and Hay, it's relevant for a Kala, as I think we alluded to, but we'll discuss perhaps more when we get to the end of the Siman. The Kala may not have to count 5 days before beginning Shiva Nekiyim. So there are potentially Nafkamina where this din of Rasa Yom Echad would apply.
Yoni. Why would that be considered Yom Echad if the woman continuously bled?
So she didn't continuously bleed. She stopped.
So we assume that the Mayim was Pasu.
Right. I mean, it may not. If we're talking about a case, this is. If we're talking about a case, so let's say she saw day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and then she did a clean Hefzik Tahara, and she sees again the next morning. So that may be a continuation of the. Of the Re'iyahs that she's still seeing. That's questionable. As far as whether, in that situation, Me'ikar Adin, you need a Moch Dachuk Ben Hashmashas. But if it's 3 days later, so then it's definitely not related. Right. Okay. So, till now, yeah.
Sorry, I know I'm jumping ahead of myself.
Okay.
But, is it during the 5 days? Is it possible to do any kind of, or maybe not possible, just not one is not allowed to do any kind of like
bedikah? You do all bedikahs you want, but it won't help.
No, I'm saying, let's say if it comes up, that's what I'm saying. If it comes up clean, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't, right?
Okay.
That's not entirely true. Meaning,
because I thought,
let's say if you did, let's say a woman sees day 1, 2, 3, right, and then she stops. So. Could she perform a Hefzik Tahara then, and then only count Shiva Nekiyim beginning 3 days later? That could be.
Oh, yeah, right. No, because when we were learning, I thought that, like, let's say according to the Rashi, there's no if she sees on day 1 and it stops on day 1,
right.
She does a Hefzik Tahara then,
right.
And doesn't do
right.
Doesn't
so it could be relevant.
At the end
yeah,
of the
right. It could be relevant in that case as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes. We'll have to discuss that, but that could be relevant there as well. Good. Not jumping ahead. Okay, so. So again, the Ramah here paskins, Rasa Yom Echad, Bidi Eved, a Bidika will work at the end of the day even without a Moch Dachuk. A Bidika will not work, a Hefzik Tahara will not work in the morning or up until Mincha Ketana, like the Dagum Rebava's edition. So what sheet in Rishonim is the Ramah working with? Okay, let's talk about what we saw so far. According to the Rashba on day 1, Me'ikar Adin, Bidika even works in the morning. According to the Ramban, it only works Ayyadei Moch Dachuk. According to the Rush, it only works Samach Lebein Hashmashos Mamish. According to the Ra'ah, it doesn't work at all. So who's the Ramban going like?
Sounds like Vistak the Rush.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like Vistak the Rush.
It's mostly like the rush. But this is the rush. The rush doesn't sound like you have a, not necessarily, that you have an allowance for mitzvah tananam. What does it say in the parenthetical note in the Ramah? That we generally assume it's not attributable to the attributed to the Ramah. Shor b'shem Rashba, Rav Mag b'shem Ramban. Rashba Ramban b'shem Yeshomrim. Rambam. So is that the Rashba and the Ramban that we quoted?
The Rashba
would say that's fine. The Rashba would say that's fine. The Yeshomrim that the Ramban quotes is Mako, it sounds like even B'Shachris.
Right.
The Yoruch HaShulchan writes the following. Yoruch HaShulchan writes in Os Yurkes, that maybe there are Ramah assuming like this, that since there are Rishonim, as Aaron said, like the Rush, that the Tito works even Samach Ben Hashmashas, again the Rush would hold that a Bedika Samach Ben Hashmashas and that a Mokhtachik is good Lechatila, right? The Ramah is the only thing that works together, so it's clearly not 100% the Rush. So the way the Aruch HaShulchan presents it is as follows. It's true that according to the Rush, that works even l'chachila. Our practice, the Ramah says, is that we're not going to go so far as to endorse that l'chachila, but since according to some Rishonim, it is good l'chachila, then we can rely on it b'di'eved, but we're not going to go so far as to rely on the Rashba b'di'eved, because that's a more minority opinion. That's essentially saying that the Ramah is not reflective of any shita and Rishonim straight as far as what's good l'chachila versus b'di'eved, but it's a combination of relying on certain shitos, at least b'di'eved, where l'chachila we should be machmir for another group of Rishonim. Rabbi Karp in the Mishmeres HaTara, in volume 2, page Peites, points out that the Ramah actually sounds more strongly like a position of Tosos. Tosos on Das Samaches on the Bay, Shiramaskel Omrule, within Shitas Reb Yossi, writes as follows. The Yeshlomer de Lenafshe Lo Kasha, the Kave and the Huchsaka Roa Shakris, Din hu lazricha afrasha min a mincha l'mala v'lo chumra ela min adin. That according to Rav Yossi, on the day, on Yom Aleph, where she had a re on that day, then me'ikir adin, you need to perform a hefetara min a mincha ulamala. So that seems to be Tosis's position within Rav Yossi, that there is apparently such a shita Rishonim here in Tosos, that Min HaMincha L'mala is the official cutoff point for Hesekara on Yom Aleph. So that is the Mishmeres HaTara's suggestion as to what seems to be a more authentic basis for the Shita quoted in the Ramah. Okay. What about a Hesekara on a Yom Re'iyah beyond day one? Meaning a standard case. You have a woman who sees Dam on day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, and then she stops on day five. She wants to perform a Hefsek Tara on day five to begin counting Shiva Nekiyim on day six. So what is the standard for a Hefsek Tara performed on a day of a Re'iyah that's not day one of the Re'iyah? So the Ramban writes in that same halacha we referenced earlier, Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Afilu rasa b'shachris v'achakach bodka atzma, that even if she sees dam in the morning of that day, and then she performs a bedika, v'arei paska, ein asricha bedika charis kol hayom. So you don't require another bedika the rest of the day. Vein choshishin shem achazav rasa v'layla vein ashmashos, we're not concerned that maybe she'll have further re'ias later in the day. Elalamachar maskala slishpor shiva yom nekiyim. And the next day, she can then begin counting Shiva Nakim. So, on a Yom HaRi'iyah, which is now day one, the Ramban says you can do Bidika Shachris without any worry and continue to begin your Shiva Nakim on the next day. So even though the Ramban himself, on day one, says that a Bidika Shachris doesn't work even Vidi Eved, the Ramban says that if it's not day one, even if it's Yom HaRi'iyah, then a Bidika Shachris does work. The Tosos that we just referenced on Samech Chasam and Vez, the way the Chabad Das understands Tosos, I don't think it's, you have to read Tosos that way, but the Chabad Das in Sivkat and Aleph understands Tosos as saying that even on other days, as long as there's a Re'iyah on that day, a Bedika Shachris would be ineffective, it can only work min ha-mincha ulamala. So there seems to be a machlokas, at least the way the Chabad Das understands Tosos, potentially machlokes rishonim, what is the status of a hesek tara performed in the morning of a yom hari'iyah that is not yom aleph? Again, according to the Ramban, if she saw dam on day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then stopped seeing the morning of day 5, she can perform a hesek tara on the morning of day 5, even though the morning of day 1, if that was when she stopped the ri'iyah, a hesek tara wouldn't work. According to Tosfos, Alim de Chavasas, even in that scenario, on day 5, she could not perform a bedika on day 5, b'shachris. So the Sefer Mereshis Moshe, Simon Kuf Kaf Gimel, he explains as follows. It's pretty much mefurish in the Ramban that the reason for the distinction between day 1 and any subsequent day is that when it comes to day one, there's more of a propensity to see dam because of this notion of hooks like Mayim Pasua. That the first day that you begin seeing dam, there's more of a concern that even if she seems to have stopped right now, she may continue seeing later in the day. That concern is limited to day one and doesn't apply to subsequent days in her Re'iyah. As opposed to Tosos, who would be assuming that no, the notion of hooks like Maya and Pasuach isn't limited to day one, but we're concerned that any time there's a Re'iyah, so that the fact that there's a Re'iyah on that day increases the likelihood of subsequent Re'iyahs, and an early Hefsek Tara, an early Bedika on that day would be insufficient. Okay, so just to recap what we've seen, there's a machlokes tanaim in the Mishnah and Samaches, referring to the local context of a nida, as to whether a hefsek tara performed the shachris of Yom Zayin or earlier than Yom Zayin is effective. Shitas of Yehuda is that a hefsek tara is only effective b'sof hayom on day 7. Machlokes is showing him how many other days in Tanan there are, but the day in Tanan that we paskin like is that a hefsek tara is effective even b'shachris on Yom Beis. Machlokes is showing him what about b'shachris on Yom Aleph. According to the Rashba, that's fine, Mikra Adin. According to the Ramban, and maybe the Rambam, the Yom Aleph hefsek tara could only work if there's a mofdach of b'sof hayom. According to the Ra'ah, it doesn't work at all. According to the Rush, it only works samach lebein hashmashos. According to Tosas, it works minamin chalamala. Lahalacha, Shulchan Aruch we pass in the Mechaber, like the Ramban, and maybe the Rambam, that Yom Aleph, Me'ikar Adin, you need a likuva, you need a moch dachuk. According to the Ramah, which may be based on Tosfos, you can rely b'di evet on a b'dika minamincha u'lamala, even without a moch dachuk. Next time, Yitzhak Hashem, we will discuss whether the whole institution of Hetzetar is a Din D'oraisa, Din D'Rabbanan, with possible Nafkamina, and we'll begin discussing the time Lamaisa to perform a Hetzetar and some further details.